So if you pick up the newly remixed Red and Blue albums from the Beatles, you will get that new thing right there from them now and then. You were saying that's really growing up.
That's great, yeah.
Good stuff. And so it is on those new expanded and remixed versions of the Red and Blue albums. Is this true? Is this a fact? Someone is naked again?
Yeah.
We should probably deal with it.
I'm not sure who.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Who's naked now?
He sings a good question.
Who's naked now?
This story comes out of Fairfield, Ohio.
You don't expect naked people in Ohio.
They really don't.
They usually behave themselves there.
They really usually do.
Oh, yeah.
This is odd, but there was a dude who was walking down the street naked. And he ended up jumping in a pile of leaves and what somebody referred to as frolicking.
Frolicking! I need to be accused of frolicking more often.
Right?
In my emperor's new clothes.
Here's the story.
Thursday night in Fairfield took a strange turn in a flash along Pleasant Avenue.
Yeah, residents there called police after they look out of their window to find a man completely naked.
Very Pleasant Avenue.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, check out that video. Ken Brown spoke with one of the residents and is live in Fairfield now with more on what happened and why that man was nude.
This did just happen last night. We were able to get a little bit of information out of them and a look at what happened along Pleasant Avenue.
All right, so next is the 911 call.
Oh, good. Those are always fun.
And also, I just want to point out that we're not going to find out the reason why he's nude.
So the whole thing, we found out.
They always lie. They always lie.
Damn it, reporters. Ooh,
there's a little bit more information that's intriguing.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why he decided to take the nude frolicking stroll.
Here's a 911 call.
Okay.
I just passed him. I come back from Kroger's there, and I happened to glance over and see a guy completely naked walking down the street.
That sounds like the streak. That sounds like an actual audio from Ray Stevens' The Streak.
There's a guy on the sidewalk screaming. He's like, naked.
This is video of officers walking after their naked suspect.
All right, hold on. This is hilarious, and I don't know why it is, but they don't seem to be closing on him.
Like, would you want to?
They're walking the same pace as him.
I don't care
that
it's
keeping
my job.
Their difference.
Sure, just hoping that maybe he'll
pass out.
Yeah, in quietly, maybe find some clothes, put them on.
It's super odd to see that. Two cops walking and a naked man walking the exact same speed.
It sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. They walk into a bar.
His neighbors reported the man continuing down the road.
I heard someone yelling outside, like, get down on the ground. So I looked out the window and I saw these police lights and there's this guy. He's like...
By the way, first of all, when you hear someone yelling, get down on the ground!
Right.
You don't go to your window, Mrs. Kravitz!
Are you crazy?
And
I go to the window right away!
Bullets start flying, you
No, you go
dumb,
right to the window. How could you
people.
Not? How could you not?
This is why people get shot.
So now the police are surrounding him, get down on the ground with flashlights.
Yeah, I wanted to see every bit.
And she's looking through the window.
Right.
Frolicking in my leaves out front.
So
frolicking in my leaves.
Post police. So the police are there.
And he's frolicking.
And he starts frolicking.
Well, that is a good time
Does
to
that
frolic.
Mean like throwing leaves in the air? Making snow angels in
snow
leaves?
Snow angels, yeah, naked snow angels.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah. Inviting everybody to join you. Come on in, officers. The leaves are great.
It was a complete shock. I was like, okay, you won't see that every day.
No, I can't tell you, just in standing here in the last half hour waiting to start the show, someone actually came out of the police department, asked what I was reporting on. I told them, and they said that they...
This is a guy who came out of the police department. The guy who's doing the reporting is standing in front of the police office.
Right.
And a guy came out of the police office and came up to the guy and said, are you talking about the naked guy?
Wow, okay.
Because...
Right.
And they said that they work at one of the local stores around here where the guy apparently had stopped in and left some of his personal belongings. So they were bringing those to police. So obviously there's a couple more layers to this story, guys.
Layers. See, kind of veils,
the
if you want.
The guy went to a store and stripped.
Pick up some smokes and
why would he leave
your
stuff
boxers
at the store? What a weird... I want to know why
when
now.
When I get naked, I like to leave a trail.
Do you?
Sure, you know, miles-long trail of clothes.
He's in a store and he takes everything off and, like, puts it down.
Why are they treated to this wonderfulness? I mean, why did Ohio get so lucky?
I don't know. They're lucky. If you could pick a song to kick off your funeral, what would it be?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Since we live in hell anyway, why not help bad place to be, AC/DC?
Nice. KLOS, hello.
Careless Whisper.
The song you would pick, if you could, for the first song of your funeral.
Boingo, Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
anything by Nickelback.
How dare you?
I was thinking something melodramatic, like maybe Dances with Wolves.
That's the worst call we're going to get today.
Congratulations, sir. Well done.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool. A drool. I challenge you to a drool.
This has been a moment with Kevin. What's up with Florida?
Da, 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 da,
Florida. Da.
Florida man arrested for botching his cousin's circumcision. A Florida man was arrested last month.
No.
After he allegedly tried circumcising his toddler cousin.
Like, just, hey, I'll do this. Give me that butter knife over there.
29-year-old Timothy Powell was taken into custody and booked on child abuse charges earlier in October because
wow.
He tried snipping his 2-year-old relative's penis while babysitting him in Daytona Beach.
Oh, he's like, hey, nobody circumcised the kid yet. Hold on, I'll get that done for you guys. No charge.
Powell was watching his young cousin while the kid's parents were away. They'll never make that mistake
no
again.
No kidding.
And mom and dad got a call from their nephew at one point saying he had to rush their son to the hospital because he was bleeding from his crotch. Never want to hear those words.
No, ever, ever, in your life, at any point.
As it turns out, the child appeared to have been cut. And when asked about this, Powell reportedly told police...
What's that now?
Glass must have been in the diaper.
You know, somehow...
So, you know how that happens.
You know, you're like, you're watching TV, and all of a sudden you got glass in your shorts. I've had that many times.
100 times.
Many times.
Upon further questioning, however, Powell reportedly said he may have pulled the baby's foreskin down too hard...
Dude.
...while trying to clean him.
No.
Of course, cops weren't buying that either. Because the nurses said it looked like there's a clean cut. It's far too precise for any kind of accident like he was describing.
Wow.
He is facing aggravated child abuse charges and is still locked up in prison.
And should have something cut off himself, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think that's only fair. A tooth for a tooth and a foreskin for a foreskin, right?
I don't think that's how it goes.
Damn.
That's good enough.
It is one of the silliest professions in the history of mankind, DJ.
Yeah.
You write that on your legal forms and bank statement.
No, I put personality.
Ah, personality! Hey, the talent is here.
All right, listen, we've heard a lot about AI.
Mm-hmm.
AI. Everywhere you look.
It was totally SAG-AFTRA's sticking point, basically, until the strike was ended yesterday.
Have you ever used AI,
Slugger? I haven't played with it yet,
okay.
No. Have
me
you?
Either.
No? Yeah.
So we have our IT expert on, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
We call him that to keep his identity secret.
Because he helps keep organizations and companies safe from all the wackos and AIs out there.
What's going on, Jen?
Well, here's the question. It's all anyone's talking about, and I'm not using it in any way. Should I be? Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be with us no matter what. And if you think about it, we've been using some form of AI for years now with Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant.
Okay.
They're considered like a weak AI. There's two types, weak AI, where it uses data to learn our habits and kind of grow from there. And then you have your strong AI, which is like your ChatGPTs of the world that can be a little bit more intelligent than a human and have a conscience, believe it or not. So it's going to be here no matter what. No matter what product you use is likely going to have AI behind it. So I think as long as you use something that's reputable, like ChatGPT from OpenAI, it's going to be okay.
What exactly would one do with ChatGPT?
It depends. So with ChatGPT, you can ask it to pretty much do anything, write you a paper, for school, put together an email. You can now do voice chats back and forth with ChatGPT now. So you launch a website or whatever and you want to chat with somebody, you just plug in ChatGPT into it and the person that's talking to the website or through the website we'll get a voice response back from ChatGPT. It's a new feature that's coming out.
So that way you don't have to employ human beings. You can just have it answer the questions that are coming in about your website or whatever.
Yep, yep, exactly, exactly. Now, the thing to know with ChatGPT, though, it's a free model. It's based off data from 2021 and before. Mm. So unless you pay, I think it's like $20 a month to get like premium access, that will give you the up-to-date data. But if you're trying to use it from 2021, I mean, there could be stuff that other people use, like, for instance, if they write a school paper and whatnot, somebody else could have actually, you know, typed it up through ChatGPT. So, yeah, I mean,
are we falling behind by not using it yet?
Yes. I would say so. And just because it's going to be the new thing, it's like AOL back in like 93, 94, when it started coming out on the market, people started using it all the time. And if you got left behind, well, you got left behind. Well, AI is here. It's not going anywhere. It's going to get stronger, if not better. For the most part, we're probably using it, you know, for making appointments or looking up songs that we want to listen to through like a beat by itself, through like a Shazam or something like that. So we're using it already. We just don't know.
So yeah, saying Shazam, because I use Shazam all the time. I use Alexa all the time. I'm always asking Alexa, rather, questions, you know, on a regular basis. Like, why am I so dumb? What is that horrible smell?
Do you find me hot?
Do you find me hot? But yeah, so...
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we are using it. We didn't even realize it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But there are some things to consider when you're using the AI. For one, AI doesn't really care about copyright material. So it learns and learns and learns from people that program these models. So it'll spit out whatever it wants to, but most of the stuff that it's learning from is copyrighted material. So if you tell it to write me a paper for college or something like along those lines, it's not going to cite anything. It's not going to decide if it's plagiarism or not.
It's
going
to cheat like the good Lord intended.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Make it easier for us. Then also you have to realize that there is some data privacy to it. So when you sign up for using, say, a ChatGPT, you have to sign up with an email address. And mostly everything that you type into ChatGPT to generate will be logged by the company OpenAI. So if you're using it, if you're trying to use it for a crime or something of that nature, police are just a search warrant away from asking OpenAI, give me everything that this person typed up.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, that's kind of common sense, I suppose. But then again, criminals are dumb. They just don't seem to think of these things ahead of time.
They are. They think that there won't be a trail left behind the ChatGPT because it doesn't look like it, you know?
Right.
But sure enough, it's there.
Anything on the horizon that's coming our way that is exciting with AI that we will probably all be using on a regular basis?
Well, the Alexa is starting to use generative AI, which is going to sound a lot more like a conversation that you and I may have together rather than how Alexa sounds now.
Right.
You'll be able to talk back and forth to Alexa. So that's pretty much on the horizon now. You're going to see a lot of voice embedded AI now. So it's going to be hard to recognize pretty much anybody that you're calling up. Like if you're calling up a company for customer service, you're not going to be able to tell if it's a human or not anymore, just by the way that this ChatGPT is integrated with voice clients now.
Yeah, I mean, are they adding like coughs or, you know, anything where the humans usually, oh, excuse me, oh, I, you know, whatever, those kind of little details that's, you know, make it clear it is a human? Are they adding those yet?
Definitely. And even if you remember a while back, remember I did that voice of Kevin?
Yes. Yes.
And it took a breath like halfway through the sentence, and I didn't even tell it to you. It just did it on its own.
Wow. That's funky.
But you also have to be aware of the incorrect information that it takes, because AI still has the ability to provide false information if it thinks that it's correct.
Right. Right?
So they suffer from those hallucinations.
Right.
And then additionally, with ChatGPT and AI making the big name for itself in the market right now, you have to kind of be cautious with what apps you're downloading to your phones. OpenAI has a client for iOS and Android phones. However, there's a lot of other ChatGPT sort of apps that you can download that may install malware on your phones or devices.
Great.
If it's asking you to download something for your computer, don't do it because they'll likely have malware on there as well. And pretty much just stick with the most reliable app. So
right.
Microsoft has backed OpenAI with billions of dollars. And that's their ChatGPT. That's like the most recognized one.
Nice.
Google has Bard, which is starting to come up more, especially through their search engine. So that's something else to keep an eye out on to see what they're doing there. And then there's other companies that are just starting to pop up that are in the Silicon Valley area that are starting to make a name for themselves as well. But OpenAI ChatGPT is the best one to probably use right now.
Nice. All right. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the, as we call her, the A word, because we don't want to say her name because it, you know, makes her react. But allow me to say, anyone that we've triggered, Alexa, scream loudly. I'm hoping a lot of Alexas just screamed loudly because that would be hilarious. Trixie, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Oh, of course. Anytime, guys.
I look forward to when you're an actual AI and not a human anymore.
How can you prove that you're real?
Yeah, prove that you're real. Trixie, do a little pole dance for us.
Pole dance?
Okay, I thought on the fly meant taking a puck to the crotch. If that's what you get.
Definitely a human.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Kevin, would you be so kind as to step into the cone of silence?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Because it's time for... I need you, dollar, that's what I need. We can't have the studio audience giving you answers.
I see.
So you need to step on in there, put the headphones on, the blindfolds.
All right.
Put on this really weird little costume with
Why
someone.
The
I don't know.
Piece?
I don't know. Just trying to help you out, man. All right, so one American dollar today. It's, according to worldatlas.com, the 10 most popular kinds of sport as judged by how many fans they have worldwide in the on the planet, on Earth. One of the games that people will get around and watch on the tube and go see and blah, blah, blah.
Soccer/football.
Soccer/football does not appear on the list at all. Oh, hold on. It's number one. 3.5 yes. billion people
yeah.
like soccer/football. You're one of them. You make a tiny Love. Little speck. In that whole list.
Yeah, very tiny, yes. All right, so that's one.
Yep. Just need three more, and you get a total of six guesses to get that $1.
Basketball?
Basketball is absolutely one of my favorites. And yes. happily, it's on the list at number seven with 800 seven. Million fans across the world. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Visit it.
Should I go baseball or football?
Yeah, should you? What should you do?
I'm going to say football.
Football.
What?
It's not American football. You know, Americans are so sure that it's just the greatest sport in the world. But I would think
it would be in the top 10. I don't think that's...
One with the smallest number of viewers, fans, 450 million. So it's under, which makes sense, under 450 million
wow.
on this list.
Yeah. I wonder if it's something like rugby or cricket or one of those kind of
too.
Nonsensical
yeah,
things.
I wonder too.
Baseball.
Baseball. You didn't say baseball yet?
No.
Okay. What did you say?
I said soccer, football, and basketball, and baseball.
Oh, yeah, basketball. And baseball. Uh-huh. And you got that, too. That one is actually at 500 million.
So, that's number nine or eight?
That's number eight, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, so...
One more, baby, and this dollar is yours to spend as you please.
It should be hockey, but I don't think that's in there.
I would encourage you to save your $1 if you win it. You know,
because
put it aside for a rainy day. So you're saying hockey?
No, I'm not.
You love hockey.
I do love hockey.
You're a big hockey fan.
Huge.
And you're going to diss hockey.
I don't think, I mean, if American football isn't.
American football!
Well, but they do play hockey in a lot of other places. I'm going to say hockey.
Hockey! Yeah. Which means, of course, yeah. you win one American dollar.
Woo!
Are you going to take my fine advice and save it for a rainy day?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Let me figure that out.
I don't think we're ever going to get any of those.
I have to find a money manager. Get everything set up
yes,
right.
Please give us a little time in this weird situation. Number nine is the one with 10 is another 450 million fans worldwide. Golf.
Golf never entered my mind.
Right?
Wow.
So that beats out.
Because that's not a sport.
American football.
Come on. Golf's not a sport.
I agree with you, yes. Rugby is next.
Rugby, I thought, might be one of them, but I I said no.
Comes in at number 9 with 475 million fans worldwide. Wow. Baseball is 8, as you got. Basketball also 7. You got, this is a dumb one. You want to talk dumb. And, okay. And no offense to you ping pong players.
I thought ping Table pong. Tennis. And then I thought, no, that's the stupidest thing ever. And it's in there.
It's on the list. And wow. It's way up there, too. People love the table tennis, as do they volleyball. Now, that I understand.
Oh, interesting. Volleyball, I wouldn't have thought of either.
Straight up proper tennis is number 4.
Tennis, I wouldn't have thought.
With 1 billion fans worldwide.
Wow.
Hockey, you went ahead and said, 2 billion fans, so you doubled right there.
Fantastic.
Going from number 4 to number 3, cricket.
I did say cricket, and when I was saying cricket or rugby or some of those dumb sports, both of those in the list. But I said no, yeah. That's not my guess.
It was number 2. Can you believe
it? Wow!
Yeah, and then the one you got.
Wait, how many fans does cricket have?
Cricket has 2.5 billion fans.
Wow!
Worldwide, and football, or I should say soccer, is 3.5 billion.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
All right. Here's why I don't want to work for the CIA, and I don't know, where are you with this spy stuff?
I
love it.
Yes, but I'm no good at it. My wife is insanely good at it. She can track people down. She can tell you where people live. I mean, it's crazy.
Your wife has scared me.
Yeah, right?
She has, yes. Her abilities.
Yeah, but me, I don't know.
Movies about secret agents?
Love that stuff.
Love it, sure. As well.
Yeah, Born Identity is brilliant.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
Great stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
This is why I'm glad I'm not working for the CIA, though. Mm. The CIA rectal toolkit in the 80s was for the Cold War spies.
Sure. You know?
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
Is it fresh off the factory line, I hope?
It would appear when he's holding so. It? I mean, yes.
Oh, my God. You have a picture? He's about to show me a picture.
I want you to see how big it
folks.
Is.
Whoa!
It's the size of his hand.
Whoa!
From wrist to longest finger.
No!
And it's...
How do you get comfortable with that ever?
It's fat.
How do you not... Yeah!
You know what I mean?
Walk like a board the whole time.
I don't fully understand exactly why I... Where I would try to...
I just, yeah, you're right. I'm already out. I can't work for the CIA if
right?
That's what they have.
What I have in my hand is a CIA-issued rectal toolkit.
It's massive.
When you give it to me as a CIA agent, I go, no?
No.
No.
Okay, where do I quit? How do I, right. Where's the paper to sign?
Give me a pill to swallow so I can kill myself.
There you go.
I don't want to shove that up my ass.
Yep, nope, not happening.
Given to CIA officers during the height of the Cold War. So the materials that rectal toolkits are made out of varies to a degree, but you want to make sure that you have a material that does not have the chance of having kind of sharp edges.
Yes.
That seems like a very good idea.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or be huge, like this is.
Or any kind of splintering effect because of the sensitive places that we're putting this.
The right. Sensitive places.
The sensitive places.
Oh, that we're putting getting that. A little too sexy
it
with
really
the music
is.
Too on that, yeah.
It also has to be finely machined. The seals have to be very tight, not only to prevent things from seeping into the actual toolkit itself.
What things?
But also so that you don't have any kind of sharp edges or ridges that could possibly injure you when you're using this particular artifact.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the CIA rectal toolkit.
So in the Cold War, if you were marching around in Russia or whatever, you might have one of these lodged inside yourself.
Or maybe like East Berlin or something
sure.
Like that. Yeah.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Hey, comrade, why are you walking so upright and stiff?
Don't worry about it.
What the toolkit allows them to do is have on hand weight.
Well, you know, not necessarily on hand. And you don't want to have to go get it.
Hands reach.
Right.
Ways to get them out of a bad situation, to pick a lock, to drill your way through a door.
I'm sorry, hold up.
There's something in there that can drill your way
through
a door.
You're carrying a drill in your ass?
That seems a little dangerous.
No! That's why it's so big!
I'm going to have to talk to Moneypenny about this. I don't think...
Carve your way to make a small tunnel. Or think of all the different ways that you could maybe break out of a jail cell. Like, the you know, things that people might bake into a cake. Well, these are all encompassed inside this toolkit. Because guards are going to put you in a place and say, oh, the door's locked. We don't have to really pay a lot of attention to this guy. Because they don't think that you have these tools with you.
Because
if you do, you have a huge advantage.
They're like, no one's going to ram anything. There's nothing there, clearly.
Somebody's going to be holding on to bars at the top and dropping themselves on their feet, trying to get it out. What are you doing?
You got any Miralax? Guards, I need some Miralax.